Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Bitcoin and Ethereum both hit new highs this week as institutional exchange-traded funds drew record inflows and forced billions in short liquidations, while meme coins and DeFi tokens rallied over 30%. Regulatory heat on Robinhood, IRS rule changes, and an Ethereum Foundation clarification kept compliance in focus. Bitcoin rose above $117,796, fueled by over $1.2 billion into spot ETFs, led by BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust, and followed by Fidelity and ARK. More than $1 billion in short positions were liquidated across crypto markets, with forced covers boosting prices further. Analysts warn this rally leans on short covering rather than fresh spot demand, and note funding rates remain subdued. Prediction markets on Myriad show over 80% odds Bitcoin will stay above $100,000 throughout July, suggesting traders see this as more than just a momentary breakout. Ethereum topped $3,000 for the first time since February, as 9 US spot ETFs attracted nearly $383 million. Led by BlackRock's iShares Ethereum Trust. On-chain data show reserves on centralized exchanges at record lows and staked ETH at a high, squeezing supply. The Ethereum Foundation denied it sold assets amid rumors of a sale of 1,210 ETH by clarifying Argot Collective handled that transaction. Institutional demand also drove stablecoin transfers on Ethereum past $4 trillion in the second quarter. High beta meme coins rebounded in lockstep with Bitcoin's strength. Popcat jumped 15%, Dogwifat gained 13%, and Pudgy Penguins soared nearly 30% thanks to whale interest in South Korea. Banana for Scale climbed over 26%, Dogecoin rose 7%, and Bonk and Fartcoin rallied double digits. The category overall outperformed larger tokens, drawing a trading volume that would have felt like finding a secret warp zone in Super Mario Bros. Back in the day. On the DeFi side, Athena Labs reported $290 million in total revenue as of July 9th, using a delta-neutral strategy that burns 20% of fees for its ENA token. Its general counsel joined SEC talks, arguing its synthetic dollar USDE is a payment instrument, not a security. Elsewhere, Pump.Fund's historic Pump token presale aims to raise $1.32 billion on July 12th, but some whales are already betting against it. In legal news, Tornado Cash co-founder Roman Storm seeks a trial delay over contested witness testimony before jury selection on July 14th. A malicious pull request found in ETH code highlights risks in open-source development. Florida's Attorney General subpoenaed Robinhood Crypto over pricing claims by July 31st, while the IRS formally removed the DeFi broker rule, restoring privacy protections for protocols. Institutional infrastructure also evolved as Coinbase partners with Perplexity AI to embed real-time crypto data in the Comet browser, and Rumble teams with MoonPay to launch an in-platform wallet for creators. Robinhood launched ETH and SOL staking for US users, with $1 minimums, except in 5 states. And Plasma, a Bitcoin stablecoin network, sets its XPL token sale for July 17th after attracting $1 billion in deposits. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.